In 1936, a new woman entered Picasso's life. Dora Maar, a young Croatian photographer, a friend of Paul Eluard and connected with the Surrealist movement. She soon became his lover and the subject of many of his pictures. The portraits of Dora Maar alternate with those of Marie-Thérèse Walter, often in very similar poses and situations. It might be said that the two women and their corresponding portraits are very different, but at the same time complementary. Dora is dark-haired and Marie-Thérèse is blonde, one is elegant and sophisticated, the other fresh and natural. In relation to these portraits, Anne Baldassari, director of the Musée Picasso of Paris, points out that
it is very important to understand that Picasso, with his artist's sensibility, is very close to women. In the exhibition, we can see Fernand, Germaine, Olga, his first wife, and of course, Marie-Thérèse, and after 1927, her daughter Maya, Dora Maar, Françoise, Jacqueline. All the women in Picasso's life are present, since, after all, he lived life to the full with each of them. What I would like to point out above all is that although these women appear perfectly represented and recognisable, they are for Picasso a way of painting the same portrait. And this portrait is the portrait of painting. The women are the painting.
In these two paintings from 1937, Picasso shows Dora Maar's face from the front and side simultaneously, as well as her eyes, each a different colour, which gives her a very intense gaze with an expression that is both a smile and an absence. The yellow face is lit up by greens, pinks and mauves, colours that convey the model's youth and vitality. On the other hand, the pointed shapes of the nails and elbow, the rich embroidery of her black blouse and the bright colours emphasise her strong and independent temperament.